for those that don't know, I do a show on Saturday nights on Y96, the Classic Country Jukebox. Well, Cuz calls up and says, "Hey, man, it's been a while." I said, "Yeah, it has." And he said, I don't remember how he said it, but what he said was he had just gotten out. He said, "I've been down for a while."
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And he said, "I just got out."
Did he know Kevin?
And then he said, well, hello, hello, hello.
God, I love that.
There's one in the house that does, you know? Welcome back to episode 44.
Isn't that right?
I'm sure. I love it. 44 of the Coffee and Ketchup podcast. We are excited to be here once again. We're still rocking and rolling. Brian has yet to let me quit. So here we are.
We tried to make him vote on it, man.
I got voted out. You know, it was like, we'll bring it up to the group. And if you get voted out, you get voted out. And how about it? I lost 2-1.
He's talking about the hello, hello. Are you talking about the hello, hello, hello? Voting to get rid of that? Okay.
Listen, nobody voted.
I'm
talking about leaving.
He's talking about leaving the podcast.
I was trying to leave, and you were like, "Let's have a vote on it then."
Y'all are on a different page.
I lost that vote 2-1. How about that?
Ain't going nowhere.
Thank you all for tuning in. Be sure to subscribe to the channel if you haven't already.
I tell you what. Since we're on that, I'll interrupt you because I know how much you love it.
It's fantastic.
If you want to leave, you can leave. Just make enough room for two other people and have a new studio you're going to, and we'll be right there. You know?
Yeah. Yeah. Because that's what's going on in my life today. I've actually got secret invitations to join other podcasts.
I know you do.
You know what I mean?
I know you do.
You do
so
too.
Well with it.
Screw both you guys, all right? How about that?
Oh, man. Anyways, be sure to subscribe to the channel, comment down below, like the video, all that stuff. Man, we're glad to have you with us today. We got a quick thing to start off this episode with because my brother informed me that we maybe could be misconstrued as professionals.
Ooh, that's scary.
Which, please, please do not think that we are professionals at anything. Nothing. Nothing. When we were talking about the you, Mary, in the last episode, Brian and Derek were sharing theirs and their mom's personal experiences with this medication or supplement, whatever it may be. We are not doctors. We are not saying you should go take this. Only Derek is doing that to strangers. We are not saying that you should go take this, that your family members should go take this. If you have any kind of physical ailments, mental ailments, anything like that, please seek professional help. Consult your doctor. Do not take – we have no professional advice to give on any subject. We have just unasked for opinions that we are willing to share.
Right.
And that's it. That's it.
So I want to tell y'all that I went back by there.
By where?
He's still limping, Derek.
By the grocery store.
Still limping.
Oh, okay.
And
he's probably got like a fused knee or something. Limping like that. And Derek's just like, "Let me tell you about this you, Mary."
I gave him one. I said, "Hey, man, this is that medication
I told you about.
I told you about. About 6 months ago.
You gave him
so
some?
I gave him one. And I gave
not
him
even
my
out of
gave
the bottle. He just took it out of his pocket.
Was
like,
it in
I got
baggie?
A couple pills.
No, no, no. I just shook one out in my hand and let him know I had more. My phone has been blowing up. The next morning, I woke up at 5 a.m. I had 10 missed calls from this guy. And, 10
missed calls and 12 voicemails somehow.
My voicemail was full,
yeah,
seriously.
I know it was. I know it was.
And then I had text messages too, said, "Please call me ASAP."
You got some more of that, you, Mary?
You got some more of that, you,
so,
Mary.
Obviously, that is a lie. I'm cutting up. But, going back to you, Mary, though, I one of us sitting at this table has revisited you, Mary. And magically enough. Listen. Okay, so Aaron, let me speak on this if you can. This is going to hurt.
Cut out of this next one.
This is going to hurt you to sit there and not say anything because you're going to want to
cut his mic off for his next one.
We may have to. So Aaron delivers the two bottles to Mama.
Aaron is the plug.
I got to have a sidebar conversation with Aaron. I think she's taking one of my customers. So she delivered to Mama, and then one of us at this table, which we'll let that person say who they are, whichever one of us it may be, calls Mama. I don't know what the time frame was. Calls Mama and says, "Hey," which I guess it's obvious now. I'm saying that it was Brian. He calls and says, "Mama, I need some of those you married." And she was like, "Brian, I just got these two.
Got them 20 minutes ago."
So he goes by there, and she gives him, I think she said, 7 of them. And he doesn't know that I talked to her earlier this morning, and she said, "Well, did your brother tell you about him coming by to get you married?" So now he's coming and getting mine after he gave his away to his friend.
Listen.
And so I'll let him defend himself now, but you saw
There's
him.
No defense for
you
that.
Saw him when you were getting everything set up. He goes, "First time I've been able to do this in 3 days." So what does that tell me, Mama? There was truth behind what Mama said. Okay, now I'll hush up now and let you tell your side. Who would have thought we'd have two episodes about you married?
This is
crazy. Wow. So I got a call from the plug yesterday.
Okay.
Sharon.
No, Aaron.
Dropped the shit.
said, "Hey, your mama's you married came in." And I said, "Well, stop, drop it by the house for her. She'd love that." So, and then I said, "Let her know I need some." Trying to make her do my dirt. Yeah. And because I knew what Mama was going to say. Because I didn't give her my extras. Because they sat up there forever, and I didn't take them for months. Well, it felt like months. It might have been a month and a half, 2 months. I haven't taken them. They were sitting up there in that bathroom. And then when Zach needed them, shout out to Zach, because he's famous now because we talked about him last episode. And I gave what I had to him because he was having shoulder problems, and they worked for him. And so I went to the gym maybe Tuesday, Wednesday, and worked out my shoulders, and lo and behold, I messed my shoulder up again. So, yeah, I needed some, man.
So, for anybody who would like to, anybody who's willing, we will be starting a You Marries Anonymous meeting.
It's called UA.
In the Dublin area, you can expect to see most of these family and friends there. They might be the only ones.
I'll be the one making the coffee, welcoming everybody. No, but I did, man, and so I'm gonna tell you how funny our mom is. She, I couldn't sleep on my left side at all.
Oh, like, I had the wrong arm. Sorry.
Wednesday
this arm.
Night, Thursday night, Friday night. So three nights I'm sleeping because I sleep with my arm under my head like this and under the pillow.
As do non-sociopaths. Yeah.
Yeah. And I could not. I couldn't do it for 3 nights. So when that script hit, and she dropped him off over there, I was hoping that like Mom was gonna like cut me out some and give him the air.
Mama opens the box. She's going, "Why is the seal not on here?" Yeah.
But then this is how funny.
Don't seem like an ounce.
I call her and I'm like, "Hey, what time are you going to the dance?" She's like, "We usually go like 5. I'm supposed to get off at 5, but I was working a car deal, so I was like, "Listen, I'm probably not getting off at 5. So, can you swing me some You Marry by here?"
Didn't your boss say that was not going to be okay this time?
Oh, gosh.
Didn't he say that you could not do the same thing
again? Yeah, it is true.
This is crazy.
It's weirdly sick.
Carry on.
This is how it went down. Hey. And the funny thing is I had a customer across my desk. I didn't get up and make the phone call. I'm like, "Hey, Mom, can you drop me some of them things off?" My shoulder's been hurting.
What'd she say? She gave you a hard time, I know.
She gave me a hard time. She said, you can get some of them, but you got to come to the dance to get them.
Did she really?
I was like, I'm not coming to the dance, Mama. Well, why aren't y'all coming? Mama, we came last weekend.
That is awesome.
Well, y'all can come 2 weekends in a row. If you want some, you marry, you'll come.
Oh, that's funny.
I said, Mama, so Brian went to the dance.
I need them. You shouldn't have gave away the ones you had. I said, my friend needed them.
I love it.
My friend needed them. I didn't need them, but now I need them. I didn't hurt my shoulder again. I need them.
This is crazy because I go to work and I hear these same stories.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I hear the same stories at work. You know what I mean? Freaking families and everything married. Telling us about it. Yeah.
So she dropped them off to you?
No, she left them on her door.
Okay.
I went and picked them up when I got off.
Did she give you 7? Did I remember?
I didn't
remember
count
that?
Them, but I just know that I got a bunch of them in the ball, and I got in the truck shaking them. Like, man, Mama.
That is so funny.
Mama hooked me up, girl.
That is so funny.
These gonna last a week.
I love that. It was so funny when she told me the story this morning. I was like, "You got it." She said, "Now you need to give him a hard time when y'all record." Don't worry.
And look, man,
don't worry.
Yeah, get new microphones.
Hey, once again, I want to reiterate briefly what you said to begin with.
We are not doctors.
We are idiots.
Disclaimer. Yeah. Correct. So. Yeah. Check with your physician as far as if you take UMary, and for some reason, if you do, my number is 478.
Listen, and then look, my brother did a whole bunch of research on it. It's pretty much just an NSAID pain reliever and then some other junk labeled as a supplement so the FDA doesn't regulate it.
It's got
a bunch of Mexican herbs and spices.
There you go. That's all I need to know.
Anyway, I've never had any. I'm afraid. I'm afraid. I'll be calling Mama going, hey, you remember that time I bought you those 2 bottles and I wouldn't let you pay me for them?
We've already ordered more.
Oh, have you?
Yeah, we got more coming.
Good.
Sick.
Two cases.
Pallets.
Two cases.
Two pallets.
We're going to have to clear out studio.
Matter of fact, when we get finished, I got to clear out that corner of it there.
Got to move the couch out here.
So that the damn forklift can get
All of a sudden, an 18-wheeler comes pulling up. What in the hell? What is this?
Y'all boys ordered 60 pallets of UMary.
Just back it on up
Brian's
over here.
Like, yeah, man, come on.
Jeez, just dude. Back it up right here, Clarence. We'll get it from here. All right, sign right there for me. $84,000. Yeah. Don't worry, we're going to recoup that in about 2 weeks.
Yeah, don't even worry about it. We're going to be back. We're going to be back next week.
Man,
we're
that's crazy. But look, yeah, man, that's crazy. True, man.
It is crazy.
It is so true.
But yeah, don't, you know, talk to a doctor. Don't ever listen to any advice we give
God,
you.
God, no.
Especially medical advice. We are dumb. Talk to a doctor. Talk to a healthcare professional before you put anything in your body.
I got a tip. You need a name you can trust. Call Buckeye Preferred Services. They are insured with over 35 years experience in custom tree felling, crown reduction, whole tree removal, as well as stump grinding and cleanup. They are cutting out your problems one limb at a time, serving the greater Middle Georgia area and beyond. Find their Facebook in the description and call them at 478-484-2178 or 478-278-5574. I got to tell y'all this.
Oh, God.
What now, Derek?
It's not UMary related, right?
It is not UMary
related. Okay, we're off the UMary.
We're leaving it. We'll leave it. So I worked last night, Saturday night, two nights ago when this airs. I had a guy call me up. And his name was Cuz.
Okay.
His name was Cuz?
Yeah. He said.
You checked his ID?
He said, hey, man, it's Cuz. And I said, how's it going, Cuz?
So did you think it was your cousin?
This is it. No. So for those that don't know, I do a show on Saturday nights on Y96, the Classic Country Jukebox. Well, Cuz calls up and says, hey, man, it's been a while. I said, yeah, it has. And he said, I don't remember how he said it, but what he said was he had just gotten out. He said, I've been down for a while.
Oh, yeah.
And he said, I just got out.
Did he know Kevin?
And then he said, then
he thought it was Kevin. He called says, me. Can you tell me how I got out, Kevin?
Listen, this is one of the best calls I've ever gotten. I will have to say. It would be in the top 10, yes.
In your career.
It would be in the top 10.
Holy cow.
So this is why I say that. I've been down. I just got out. We're fighting some roosters right now, drinking moonshine, and I have a feeling it was probably something that was made. It wasn't store-bought.
Yeah.
And then said, we're about to go turn some coon dogs loose and chase some coons.
I know what, like, two of those things are.
And I'm going, you got to be kidding me. No, you just told me all this. That you just...
Is that stuff illegal?
So... If he's fighting roosters.
Let's go, there's five of them. If he just touched down, he was obviously doing something illegal to get locked up.
Right.
That's fair. That's all hard right. to
fighting roosters is 100% illegal.
Right.
Okay.
If he's making
drinking shine, not store bought, is definitely illegal.
I don't know that. But it was.
Huh?
You can make your own moonshine.
No. I don't think so.
No.
You can make your own beer. That's your own wine. They have all kind of different stuff. I want to say
you can't make shine. I had somebody else send me a text the other week. Said I'm texting you from an undisclosed location.
Yeah. Moonshine.
What's the difference then? Why is that?
I don't know.
Alcohol content.
Maybe because it's the proof.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's my guess.
I guess maybe. But anyway, it just and you know, Cuz may be watching this episode or listening to this episode right now, and I hope he is.
I hope so too.
But the call was
did you record it?
Oh yeah,
you played it back.
He told me. He said I hope you play me back on the radio. And I said, oh, I have a feeling that you're going
on, buddy. Top 10.
Because I said that we ended up talking another 10 seconds, and I was like, as long as you don't say anything to mess this up, we're good. I'm airing you, buddy.
Yeah.
So anyway, it was. It was a good call. And then my personal phone started blowing up. You know, I can't believe that. He's going to get locked up again with all he's got going on. And I was going, thank you. I'm glad somebody reached out to me and said that. But it was, I would tell you, it's probably in the top 10 of calls that I've ever gotten in my radio career.
Yeah, I think in the state of Georgia, Chris is looking. I think in the state of Georgia,
But it's legitimately just moonshine, and I'm trying to figure out what.
Like, you can do wine. You can make wine.
You can make your own beer.
Mm-hmm. I think you can do liquor. I'm trying to figure out how do they define the moonshine other than just proof or alcohol content.
But anyway, I had to share that. If I didn't, I would forget since it just happened last night.
That is funny.
Yeah, I love that.
Maybe whiskey's not all right.
What did he want to hear?
Oh, what was the song?
All My Rowdy Friends Have Settled
Down. No, it wasn't that. I can't remember what the song was.
Grandma got hit by a train when I got out of prison.
No, it wasn't that one either. And it wasn't Folsom Prison Blues. But anyway, it was a good song. I can't remember what the song was. But anyway, I definitely played him back and played his song for him.
Anyway. Oh, cuz. Leave us a like, comment, cuz. We won't rat you out.
That's funny stuff, man.
Fighting roosters.
I loved it.
Fighting roosters.
That's a tough gig. You ever
fought roosters?
Or been around?
I mean, I've fought
seen
a couple.
Them.
They're pretty small. They're a lot smaller than I am, though. I can even take them pretty well.
Ain't no way,
I mean,
bro.
You'd get probably three or four, they might give me a run for
ain't,
my leg,
ain't
like
no
one
way.
No, there
one.
Ain't no way.
I can
fight a rooster.
I tell you what. I need a favor then. So then he get
no. I don't even know. I don't even like how you started to ask. I'm out.
Okay.
For that reason.
All right. Never mind then. Never mind. I already know Brian's answer. We've already been around about this. I was going to see if you could help me get Tuffy into a cage. So I could take her to the vet to get her fixed.
Absolutely.
I know Brian's a no. Brian's a hard no.
You lost me with Sadie.
I know.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying.
She's domesticated.
I know.
That's still one of my favorite stories or whatever. Just
that one was tough.
Put the plan in motion.
And
he didn't follow the plan.
No.
Like, Brian, what the hell are you doing?
What are you doing, Brian? It's just
I'm sorry.
I'm bleeding. He's got syringes over there on the damn counter.
So
I'm triggered and bleeding. Now I'm really triggered.
Man,
that was
God, that was such a good story. Oh.
I can't say anything about that. I've got nowhere to go.
There's
on that
no
one.
Defense.
Yeah, no, I've got nowhere to go on that one.
But yeah, that was probably one of the funniest stories I've
I really do seen. Need to get her to the vet.
Speaking of your cats,
can you get some oven mitts and go chase her?
You can't. You're gonna have to get her when you're feeding her. That's the only.
I need
the
only
one who can pet her.
I need a welding jacket. That's what I need. what I need. A welded jacket and some welded gloves.
A suit of armor.
Get with David. He's got some
snake chaps.
He's got some snake chaps.
Yeah. Anyway.
Some snake chaps. It's like chaps made out of snakes?
No, they're... You can't... The snake bite won't
penetrate
them.
You don't know what
them.
That is. No. Snakes can't bite through it.
They can't bite through them.
Yeah.
David wears them all the time.
Wow, okay.
With a chainsaw.
Well, yeah, I got you. I mean, it makes sense. I didn't know if it was something about the snake, like you made them out of snakes.
No.
And they were like snake skin boots.
No.
And they were just real tough, so you couldn't get through them.
Listen, I mean, that's not a bad thought.
You know?
No, it really is.
It's actually terrible.
Snake chaps.
Do these snake chaps have a rear end to them?
I hope so.
I kind of hope not.
Listen, every time I hear the word chaps, I don't think about like Chaps Ralph Lauren. I think about assless chaps.
That's what I do.
Like biker, ones with leather.
Yes. Yeah. Do you remember? Were you there the day I found the Harley Davidson vest at the thrift store in Cochrane? I had my sport bike for like a couple years, and I almost bought this like Harley leather vest to wear on a crotch rocket. Golly.
You wear a sports coat.
It'd be cool in Walmart, but when I get to the
Bible Reading Marathon, I'll be in like, you know, pants and a tie and everything. I should like pull up on my bike.
You should, You should do like a Chris Farley.
Like my
he was Matt Foley. You should go with the Matt Foley sports coat. When is that, by the way? It's coming up soon.
I don't know. Not this Friday. Next Friday.
Let me know the date, man, because I want to make sure I'm not there.
You ain't throwing away, man. I can't. I can't believe I signed up for that.
Got him.
Read your text, kids.
Yeah, you got to read them.
God.
Yeah, I just need to grab this cake from mom real quick, and then we can go ahead and go over there.
This guy again?
You have got to be kidding me.
Hey, boys, I got y'all's cake right here, man. Oh, I got it right here. Wait till you get a load of this.
Derek, come on, man. I got somebody way better.
Hey, suit yourself, fellas.
Always go with someone you can count on. Emerald City Suites is locally female-owned and operated. They have been in business since 2019. They are open Tuesday through Friday from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. They serve soups, salads, sandwiches, and, of course, cupcakes. They offer custom cakes and sweets for your every occasion. Located at 302 Pine Forest Street in Dublin, Georgia, they can be reached at 478-205-5385. Again, that's 478-205-5385. And their Facebook is linked in the description. Get your event done right with Emerald City Suites.
That is way better.
And not while you're walking through a parking lot either. I like got ran over yesterday.
Did really?
You? Yeah.
What parking lot? Who did it?
At the Nissan store.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Somebody just mind their business riding by. I was the idiot walking out from the traffic.
Yeah. It's a.
But I was excited trying to.
Very excited.
Yeah, I was excited trying to get to a video. Make a video.
It's a dangerous thing, too, because you're doing that. You're walking through looking at something, doing something. What if that person is, too?
Yeah.
Recipe for disaster.
Didn't see each other,
and then you get hit at 5 mile an hour in a parking lot.
Yeah. And see, that's why I got. That's.
I will tell you this: it'd be a hell of a story for the podcast.
Yeah.
Why don't you do that?
Not as cool. Not as cool.
Follow through. Don't
not as. Not as cool as the story about me getting a ticket being on my phone in the car the other day.
You might want to tell that so folks can kind of raise the awareness, if you will. Your good deed for the day.
Get off your damn phone.
I was not going to say I was on it.
Let's be truthful now, you Mary.
This is how it starts. You get hooked on drugs, then you just start lying, getting legal trouble.
I had just gotten out of a meeting.
Just popped a couple.
It was a beautiful Monday evening. The sun was on its way home, tucking back behind the horizon. And I was coming home to dinner. It was dinner. Dinner was ready.
Mm-hmm.
What were you making? What did you make?
When was this?
Monday. It happened.
Oh, yeah, because he invited. Oh, no, no way. He didn't.
Oh,
yeah, it was steak.
Yeah, it was steak.
Yeah. Well, the five of us ate that night.
Quickly. On
like
the grill.
Rare?
I don't know if they're rare. I know we've already done
them. No, they were good.
We've done all that. But anyway.
Yeah. And so I let my windows down to ride up Bellevue and listen to some music. And there was a song I was wanting to play. So when I was out on Bellevue, I had my phone in my left hand. But I'm telling you, I got in a, when I was door dashing, I was in a habit. And that's all I did was ride around with my phone in my hand because I was always getting directions and always, always on the phone operating the app. But I always did it with my windows up and most of the time at night. But this was in broad daylight. State Patrol got me.
Ooh.
Oh, yeah, you ain't getting out of that one.
No, I didn't even try.
Yeah.
What is it, like $50?
Yeah.
So what did you have? Was you doing like this with it? What was you?
No.
Dude, he'll have it all over the place.
I had it, obviously.
He'll like have it in his hand.
Four lane.
Cross to get his drink out of the console with it
all. What did you play? Were you at the four? You were in the four lane?
What are you doing?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Right. Hey, what's up?
I seen him come, and I thought it might have been one of my knee or something. Michael.
Hey,
damn! I don't think that was Michael looking in the rear view.
That was
he's turning around. That was one that got cut.
Yeah, that's tough.
No, I just had it in my hand, trying to find the song, man. Innocently enough.
Yeah.
Thing I didn't like.
Did you find the song?
After I got that ticket.
After
yeah.
After I got that ticket.
Did he ask you when he – walk us through what happened. Give us the story.
That's the thing that kind of pissed me off. I'm not going to lie.
Really
pissed me off is when I got caught
right,
doing something wrong.
Right, okay. But tell a story. Can you tell a story?
I can tell a story. I don't care. Yeah. If that's the worst thing I do all year, get a ticket for having my phone in my hand. Obviously, I see that – what do they have on their grill? It says State Patrol, the light. When their sirens are going off, I don't know. I've never been started.
You and Chris could probably.
I was looking at Chris.
I ride a motorcycle. I don't stop.
You do.
Quit.
You do.
I do stop, but I don't know. I don't pay attention to that.
It was a darker State Patrol car. I'm colorblind. I couldn't tell when he was coming up behind me if it was a State Patrol or a county. Because I was thinking county, I got a little bit of a shot getting out of a ticket. State Patrol, zero shot.
Yeah.
Although I did get pulled over in East Dublin for speeding and a taillight being out by the State Patrol about 9 months ago, and he did not give me a ticket.
Huh.
Which was insane.
Yeah.
I don't know if it had anything to do with the way I was crying or if he was just in a good mood.
He was just getting off.
Yeah. And how are you, Derek, by the way? I didn't meant to ask you because I was on my way rushing home to see if my brother was okay from a bad fall.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Are you okay? I know you hit your head pretty hard that night.
I had the stakes in one hand. And
Sorry. I was trying to get hold of my brother. I think you might have my steak on the ground. No, so dude, I mean, I didn't see him. That was the bad part. Not that I had the phone in my hand breaking the law, but that I didn't see him.
I should have been more aware of my surroundings.
I got to be more careful, yes. Usually when I'm doing that, I'm keeping a hand down and my eyes up.
I've been doing this long enough. I know better.
I can't stand it. I won't do it for nothing. I'm in the red light.
I know.
That's the only time.
Derek, I'm in the floor, in the den. I can't breathe. Would you answer?
Baby, tell him I'm driving. Let him know I'm about to pull over and take this call.
We're pulling up to a red light now. Oh, it just turned green. He's going to have to catch me in the next.
Hey, I would like for one of y'all, maybe not today because I got a lot going on, but when we get through recording, I think there's a way on my truck that you can push a button and it'll read the text and I can speak the text back, but I don't think I have it turned on. Anyway, that's a sidebar.
You got a Nissan truck, Brian Hibben.
Yeah, I can't help you with it, Toyota.
You gotta go trade yours in and get one.
Go ahead with the story.
You can do that on the Frontiers, Derek.
Yeah. Or the Titan Nissans.
I don't think the Tacomas have that availability. He pulled me over, man. And the thing that made me mad, other than just getting caught and doing something wrong, was he came up to me and didn't ask me. I was thinking, is he gonna ask me?
He better give me an
if I was on my phone.
To lie.
Mm-hmm. Because see, I had my wallet out to get my license.
Yeah.
So I was going to tell him that was not my phone, sir. That was my wallet.
Doesn't matter. Read the law. It's hands free driving.
So you can't have nothing in your hand?
Not even a burger?
I think you can do a cigarette.
Oh, don't say that.
No, you can't do food.
You can't. So you can get a ticket for having food. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Really?
Yeah. Let me double check this. Thanks a lot.
I was eating a crystal the other day, headed back to work. Anyway, go
breaking
ahead.
The damn law.
I know you're not giving him crap about having his cell phone in his hand, but you're also going to be eating.
Well, I mean, I can do this and look at the road. Just stick my hand in there and grab the burger out.
I may be wrong. I may be wrong. Let me make sure about
that. I'm more distracted. I would be more distracted if my phone was in my hand than a Crystal Burger. Myself.
Well, and they're so small. I was small, decently distracted, but yet I knew there were no cars in front of me.
No, Something to work on.
It is just phones because
yeah, that's what I thought.
Because of hands the screen. Free. You're not supposed to be looking at the screen. GPS navs in the car.
So you can't be looking at a screen while driving?
Well, you can't be looking at one that's in your hand.
Does it specify that?
Yeah, I sense some frustration right there.
It says GPS navigation devices are allowed.
Hands-free.
Headsets and earpieces can only be worn for communication and not listen to music. The driver may not watch a video unless it's for navigation. Drivers cannot have a phone. Unless it's for navigation.
So I can be looking at my phone if I don't know where I'm going.
If you're not holding it.
It was on. Well, I don't know how.
He's not the officer. You don't have to try to convince him. You
I'm going to court for this, bro. I'm fighting it.
No, pay it. Not. You are not.
I'm fighting it.
No, he's not.
Because
cannot have a phone in their hand. Or
well, you don't need to discuss it if you're gonna go fight it.
He don't watch the show.
He might.
I asked him because when he came in my car, I said, "Do you know who I am?"
Not a clue.
I said, "I'm the Nissan stock trader."
Your brother's about to have to pay $600 and get put on probation because he won't just pay his because he's so damn stubborn. He won't pay his $50. Being dead wrong.
Oh my god!
I'm gonna tell you what, sir. Crank up the jury. I have my wallet in my hand, sir. I was trying to figure out how I was paying my brother for that steak when I get home.
Oh, God.
Y'all think I'm playing? That was what was going on in my mind. Tell him it was your wallet. It's as big as a phone. Yeah.
I believe you had something in your mind or whatever. Yeah,
but he didn't even ask me.
What was the song?
I don't even remember.
You should remember.
Oh. It was whatever I wanted to hear at that moment.
Oh, man.
And he ruined it.
Did you? And you played the song after he wrote you the ticket?
No, I played Break Stuff by Limp Bizkit. And I made sure I turned it up before he got out of that parking lot, too.
Oh, man. Whew, my side's hurting.
You got 212s?
Yeah.
Yeah, you can get a noise ordinance ticket.
Yeah, yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah. I turned it down right before the bass hit, though. So all that dude could hear was, "It's just one of them."
It's just one of them. Just cut all the bass out of it.
Well, you don't
want to
wake up. And hang on. Everybody. So. Including you, Mr. Officer. I didn't say nothing to him, too. I was a little pumped.
I believe him.
Wait. Have my hand out like that. Like, give me the damn pen so I can sign it and get home to these states.
My state's getting cold
and
now.
And when he seen
and
my
I still
hand,
I gotta figure out what I gotta pay for.
When he seen my hand out like that, wait to take his pen, he started talking about the ticket. You have to.
He slowed down. I know he did.
Take it down.
If you want to.
This is not an admission of guilt.
if you would whisper, I'll fight my good.
You gotta quit, man. I've had four cups of coffee. Let's just reel it in,
I'll
please.
Fight my good penis in my squad car.
Hold on.
I'll be right back. Go ahead and find that song you were looking for.
Listen to it twice before he gets back with the pen. Oh, man. Okay. Yeah. Listen, when it comes to like traffic violations, man, do not. Just pay the money. Just pay the money. I fought a reckless driving ticket one time.
We're going to see what the jury says about that, Chris.
I fought a reckless driving ticket one time. Had a big fine.
Yeah.
I was just basically in there arguing with the officer. I think I was just hoping the officer wouldn't show up. He definitely showed up.
Man.
And then I was just like, well,
how do they know to
true.
Show up or not?
Because he put it in his phone. He said, punk kid, lots of tattoos, established
I'm
in 88.
Sure
I'll be there.
As well. They get a summons as well.
Oh, okay.
But he makes a note. And
so they get a notification.
I don't know that.
If I don't pay it.
And they don't have to wait around either. Like, cops, as far as I know, because I've seen this happen before where, like, a cop's not in the courtroom.
Yeah.
And then they'll be like, you know, oh, are you fighting this? And I'm like, yeah, I think I have one. Maybe that's why I remember this. And I'm like, yeah. And they sat me down. And then, like, 25 minutes later, the cops showed up.
Because they let him know, hey, he's
like,
fighting
hey, listen,
this.
We got one here, disputed ticket. You need to go to court.
Oh, man.
Which is fair. I mean, they got stuff to do.
You should have invited him to come on the podcast.
Check this out. Let's do this. The day I have the court date, I need one of y'all to be available. And then whenever they like, are you fighting this? And I'm like, yeah, I need y'all to go through town with your phones out. So he'll pull y'all over and can't make it to the courthouse. He won't be able to show up.
Do you know how many tickets I've gotten since I've been clean? I'm not doing that.
I need you to go.
Squeaky
clean over there.
Yeah. He'll get let off. I'll get arrested.
Just occupy him.
Oh, Derek will man. Get a ticket. I can put him in handcuffs.
Why didn't you invite him to come on the show?
Well, because the last police officer I invited to come on the show, he laughed at me.
Oh, did he?
Yeah.
Okay.
And then I seen him at the Circle K not long afterwards.
You should have given him a card and said, hey, check the podcast out.
Well, I told him we had a podcast. He was not from this area. And you could tell he's not from this area.
I got you.
He was like,
because he didn't know who you were.
No, not that. he knew who I was. But
he just started.
He's like California guy.
Okay.
But he didn't give me a ticket that night, so it was all good. But I did talk to him about the podcast and asked. I said, you should come on our podcast. He was like, no.
Yeah, so I would.
I was like, if you had given me a ticket and then laughed off the no.
If he had given you a ticket, you would not have asked him to come on the podcast.
You may have a point.
Yeah, I know I have a point. Did you fight the guy the other day? No.
No, I didn't speak to him. Usually I'll tell him to be careful, have a good night, but I felt like if I told him to be careful, he might have taken it as a threat.
You see what happens with this you marriage? Now you're fighting with
it's
the police.
Listen, it's you marriage. No, see, I didn't need the you marry Monday. I didn't need the you marry till like Tuesday or Wednesday. Maybe Tuesday. Yeah. That's pretty bad, man. It's like a seatbelt. You ever thought about this, like the seatbelt thing when you get in your car? Because, like, I don't like to wear my seatbelt.
No, I wear my seatbelt.
Yeah, you too.
I do sometimes. When that thing won't quit tattletaling.
Listen, I'm about to say, he'll wear his whenever he passes a cop or gets pulled over.
I didn't get a seatbelt ticket.
Really?
No. Because I had my seatbelt on when he got in the car.
Yeah, by the time he walked up, he had that seatbelt on.
I buckled that guy.
Yeah.
But that's the thing, man. Like, okay, hypothetically, let's just say I did fight it. And I say, I didn't have a phone in my hand. It's going to be whatever he says.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Why?
Absolutely. And he may have video from his car that can look at. Oh, they might. I know that the cop cars now have got radars and cameras all over the thing, especially with just shootings and all kind of stuff, the way it happens now.
Right.
Like all that.
Yeah.
There may be an angle of you with of what he saw. From his angle somewhere.
Yeah.
But even if there isn't, they're going to believe the cop. In a $50 seatbelt system.
Hey, Nancy, subpoena that cop's radar and dash cam footage, please. Thank
you. We need that immediately. Thank you.
Thank you, Nancy.
Yeah.
Have that on my desk tomorrow morning.
Brian's so petty about it. He's going to spend $3,000 fighting a $50 ticket.
I stand on principle, Chris.
You did it!
Pay it, be done
principle!
With it.
You had your phone! phone in your... There's no...
How do you know?
Because you said it.
I just said you were looking for a song.
I'll pay the damn fine, y'all.
Just pay it. Be done with it, man. I wish you knew what the song was.
I'll never remember the song.
It was fun by 50 Cent, wasn't it?
I'm going to die tonight.
That's going to cost him $50.
I do have something that I want both of you, and I need to tell y'all so I don't forget, since we're talking about songs.
Okay. Hold on. Y'all know Mama's going to get on my ass for having my phone in my hand, right?
Good.
I hope
good.
She does.
Get on twice.
I hope she does.
Yeah, absolutely.
I was trying to find an Elvis song, Mama. That's what I was looking
Listen.
For.
Listen.
Hey.
Because people on their phones don't see motorcycles.
I always see motorcycles, Chris, because you ride one.
And I appreciate that. I'm definitely not trying to single you out.
It makes me think about him because I want everyone else to do that.
There's a lot
around.
Of motorcycle accidents that happen where the other party involved is a distracted driver. Mm-hmm. Maybe not necessarily for whatever reason.
Cheeseburgers.
Statistics show it.
Cigarettes.
So we will go on record saying we totally are against you riding your phone in your hand.
Listen.
Wearing your seatbelt.
I buckle up on my bike.
If, in fact, I was riding down Bellevue Avenue last Monday without my seatbelt on, with my phone in my hand, if, in fact, I was, I would apologize for that and say for on the record that I was wrong for that.
So.
I was wrong for that.
For all your professional and customized sawmilling services, contact Custom Sawmilling. They offer any product from Lowboy trailer flooring, countertops, bar tops, paneling, and flooring for your home. If you remove trees to build your future home, what better way to utilize those trees than making them into a product inside your home? Serving all of Middle Georgia, Custom Sawmilling is proudly veteran-owned and operated. Custom Sawmilling is located at 1607 Caps Browning Road, Rents, Georgia. They can be reached at 478-279-3657. That's 478-279-3657.
Here's what I need y'all.
Can we move along?
Yes, here's what I need y'all to do.
Maybe.
So, we all have these songs that when they come out, whatever year it may be, they come out and you love it. Maybe when you were younger, whatever, but you love it, and you're like going, God, man, I could listen to this, and you listen to it over and over. And maybe if you're back during CDs, you had it on repeat, whatever. So, and then that song, you hear it 10 years later, and you're like, what did I like so much about that? So think on that for just a moment. And then you have those that may be 20 years old, 30 years old, about Chris's age, basically. And so for your case, it'd be 15 to 20 years if you want to scale it back some, that they were good when they came out when you first heard them, and they're just as good today, and it doesn't matter, genre, whatever. So the homework before we get back together again is what's one of the songs that you listened to that you loved when it came out? And then you're like, what was it about that song? And then there's the one that the other is the one that you still could put in today after 30 years, and you're still like going, man, that is still just as good as the first time I heard it. That's the homework for both of you, all three of us, I guess, because I don't have one I could blurt out right now, but I wanted to give you all some time to think about it. And I think the listeners need to do that. They don't need to comment this episode, but the next episode.
I like that.
So
Only thing that scares me about that is what if I'm riding down the road and remember the song?
You have to put it on. Oh my God, where's my phone at? I mean, I've already got an album from childhood that was incredible. Could still listen to it.
Don't tell. Okay. And it could be if you want it to be an album, it could be an album.
Yeah, I've got an album.
Or it could be a song.
Around that age that
or
still,
a song that
still
you,
today we'll listen to.
Because I know that I have to think about it, but I know I got one where I was like, God, that was so good when it came out. And then I'm like, oh, God, I can't hardly listen to it now. And it could be because it was overplayed, whatever.
Have to be for the song that you liked and now don't like? Is that what it is? You liked it, but you can't remember, like, why? Like, why did I listen to that back then?
Yeah, well, it just doesn't hit anymore.
So it's the opposite.
Too different.
So,
yeah, I listen.
Something from back then that you still like and can listen to, and something from back then that you used to like but you don't like.
Yep. Correct. Cool. We need both. We need both.
Okay.
Yeah.
I like it. That's a good idea,
That's
Derek.
A great idea.
Derek bringing some freaking material to the podcast.
Yeah, he's good for one a year, so we'll catch
y'all
back.
Well, that's twice, and we've got, what episode are we on? 45? 44?
45.
44
or
45,
I don't know.
I'm pretty proud of myself.
I'm going to stop numbering them right
now. Let's wrap this thing up. I feel good about myself right now. Let's quit.
End on a good note. Quick. Yeah, but anyways, a little bit shorter this week. No worries. Still got plenty of laughing entertainment. We got a lot of exciting stuff in store as we are coming up on our year of Coffee and Ketchup.
God, wow.
Get something going. It's going to be fantastic. I don't know what it is yet because I just made that up right then. But we'll figure something out. It'll be a good time. If you haven't already, please like the video. Comment down below any songs that you do or do not like from your past. Anything that was very impactful. We'd love to hear from y'all what y'all think about songs like that. And be excited to tune into ours next week. We'll talk about our songs from the past that we do and do not like and why. Be sure to subscribe, as I said earlier, if you haven't already. Big shout out to all of our sponsors, Buckeye mm-hmm. Preferred Services, Emerald City Suites, and Custom Sawmilling. Their websites will be linked in the description below this video. Be sure to give them a click. Check them out. Great people doing great work. Coffee and Ketchup coffeeandketchuppc@gmail.com.
That's it.
Email us there for shirts or advertising opportunities or whatever. One of us will respond sometime. And I think that's it. So, y'all, everybody have a great week. And we will see y'all next Monday and catch y'all in the next one. Peace.